This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A teacher in Western Illinois is showing students that art class can be about more than paintings and pottery. In the process, they're touching the lives of people suffering through a brutal civil war on the other side of the globe. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
All right, so real quick, we're going to go over the reading very fast.
You heard that right. Reading during an art class. But that's how Mark Nelson likes to start the classes he teaches at Central Junior High in Kewaunee. And to keep art in the mix, the books are graphic novels. Nelson feels graphic novels, such as Art Spiegelman's Pulitzer Prize winner Mouse, are key to helping students understand past and current events.
I guess my goal is to want to show students that artwork doesn't just have to sit in the gallery wall, doesn't just have to be something someone does in their room and leaves it there. It can actually be a piece of communication that you can share with others.
His students are currently reading March. It's the memoir of John Lewis, the congressman and civil rights activist. Nelson quizzes the students about what they read.
Who is one of Dr. King's idols that we've talked about? And John Lewis mentions they learned about him at this nonviolent workshop. Go.
Gandhi.
What did Gandhi do?
He did a nonviolence boycott. He did no violence.
Yeah. Against the British government in India.
The students are perched on gray metal stools at long cafeteria-style tables. After answering a few more questions about civil rights history, they begin working on drawings about history in the making. Their assignment, create sketches based on the civil war in Syria. Their drawings are not simply turned in for a grade. Some of them are shared worldwide via the Twitter hashtag #StandWithAleppo.
Just to let the people of Aleppo know that students, young people care about them. They kind of know a little bit, but I want to emphasize that. So I put it on Twitter, shared it with people in Syria, and it has been retweeted, and people have said, like, you know, bless these children, and they actually care.
Eighth grader Caitlin Witt says that is true. They really do care.
Lots of kids here are caring, and they're trying to help as much as they can and let the whole world know.
How do you think this helps?
I think since we're sharing our artwork with everyone, that more people see that they need to care more about it.
Classmate Alicia Yelm says she learns a lot about history and social studies during Nelson's art class. She says the Syria drawings can remind everyone in the world about the humanitarian crisis, and she hopes it helps the innocent people caught in the middle of the conflict.
Hopefully lets them know that we're thinking about them and everything, especially kids our age. You wouldn't expect us to do it.
The Syria Art Project started as part of a lesson on unsung heroes. In this case, those heroes are the Syria Civil Defense, perhaps better known as the White Helmets. They're volunteers trying to save civilians from attacks in Syria. Nelson shared some of his own sketches of the White Helmets using the hashtag #StandWithAleppo. The rescue workers saw the work, traced it back to this middle school teacher in the middle of America, and tweeted their thanks to him for raising awareness. Nelson says his art is influenced by earlier wars. He says when he was a child, his grandfather owned books about World War I. Nelson was not supposed to read them, but he managed to sneak a few peeks.
I looked at these books and the pictures, and I was just, I guess, slightly traumatized, but also kind of thrust into maybe what war actually was and its effect on women, children, towns, you know, buildings, history.
A few years later, he watched the Ken Burns documentary on the American Civil War and was again moved, this time by the daguerreotype photos shown in the series.
Because of the haunting kind of otherworldly quality of them. And now they almost like captured time and memory in their images.
Nelson's work has that kind of hazy daguerreotype quality. It's a style he worked to refine while a student at Western Illinois University, where he earned his art education teaching certificate. Nelson says Western's art faculty encouraged him to pursue his vision. He says even if he was not taking classes from a particular teacher, he or she was always available to offer advice.
I'm not giving a plug here, but as a state school, having that sort of, you know, connection with teachers is invaluable.
Now Nelson is connecting with his students, encouraging them to learn and to create, and not just with drawings. Eighth grader Brianna Delgado says she's making a short claymation movie.
It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. It takes a lot of concentration.
Delgado's film is a message of hope. It's about a young girl trying to survive the bombing in Syria. She finds a puppy, grabs it, and starts running.
And the white helmet guys come and rescue her, and we're going to show her like a little bit after in the United States, and she's going to get handed a newspaper that says the war in Aleppo is over.
And when the Syrian civil war really does end, perhaps teacher Mark Nelson's students will create art about the ceasefire. Nelson tells his students that artists don't just sit around staring at the wall. They strive to learn about the world around them. They then use their minds and hands to channel what they've learned. And through Nelson's art class, students are sharing what they've learned about history and current events and about art's power to convey ideas and touch people's lives. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.